Coach Salat. Good to have you here on the program. I know you guys were supposed to play Clear Lake last night and got rained out up there.
Yeah, we drove all the way up there and drove through a lot of the rain, probably about the last 15 minutes. And then when we got there, it was dry there, but you could tell the storm was coming. And so we sat around for about a half hour, tried to figure out what to do. And then I think we made the right choice based on how much rain they got. And so Coach Hansen, my assistant, suggested, hey, why don't we go somewhere and eat? And so we drove into Mason City, went to Buffalo Wild Wings. I think the boys had some fun doing that. And, you know, then we got back on the road and got home a lot earlier than we normally do from Clear Lake. So
you drove to all the way to Mason City to eat dinner, and then you turned around. That basically what it ended up being.
Right.
Last night. But at least with that, you did get home a little earlier there, and that definitely works out a little better in terms of that. Now, this past week, Coach, you've had a couple of – you've actually had three one-run games. You lost a couple of them. You won one. It's been high drama all week long, back and forth. It's one of those deals where you guys were able to get one on Wednesday against Clair and Goldfield Dalles, just – came up a little short against Algona and Pocahontas area.
Yeah, but I like those games. You know, it kind of gets the blood going and stuff and prepares you for the postseason. And we're playing a lot better. That's the most important thing, Rob. And clearly it would have been nice to get those two wins that we lost. But we did right the ship against Clarine. And like I said, we're feeling a lot more confident about ourselves and feeling a lot better about where we're headed right now based on how we played last week.
Coach Mike Zalat, my guest, St. Ebbett Baseball. You mentioned, you know, those one-run games. That has to at least teach you a lot. You're able to see live action in terms of execution, what to do in those situations in case you get in those situations in the postseason, right?
Well, exactly. You know, in against Algona, we got Cale back in for the first time, and he kind of wanted to do a relief appearance before he starts the game, and he was going to start last night. And threw one pitch, and then they tried a first and third early break, and he stepped out the mound, walked at the guy that took off from first, and then the guy from third took off, threw it to John, and John ran the guy down. We ran that play to perfection, and we probably haven't practiced that since maybe that the first week of games. So it's been a long, long time since we've had the opportunity to go over those things, and we executed it, like I said, perfectly. And so, like I said, we're feeling a lot better about where we're at. I'm glad Algona did that, put us in that situation. And we're hitting the ball pretty well right now. That's the other thing. We've had a couple. We had a game against Clarion wasn't the best defensively, but we still pulled it out and got KO in that game as well. I think we've got our roles pretty much defined now with the guys and stuff. And got our pitching figured out in terms of our rotation, which I think we had a handle on anyways. And if we can keep hitting the ball like we are, I really like where we're headed.
Coach Mike Zalat, St. Ebbett Baseball, is my guest. You mentioned getting Cale Colacia back, which I know is a big boost for you and your pitching staff. He had been out since Memorial Day, was injured in a game in your Memorial Tournament. So I know that the last time we talked about that, you were unsure if you were going to get him back. And if you got him back, you thought it would be right at the tail end. How quick did this kind of come together that you were getting him back? Because it actually surprised me when I saw him in the box score earlier this week.
Well, he's been going and seeing his doctor regularly, I think, and the progress that he's made, I think, has really surprised a lot of people. In terms of work ethic and things like that, you know, I don't think anybody's surprised there. Cale's going to do what he – Cale loves baseball. I mean, Cale loves baseball. He's put a lot of time and energy and effort. He's gone to a lot of different things to improve his game. So – I knew that was going to happen. That was never going to be a question. It was just a question of what the doctors allowed him to do to get ready. So he really, really progressed, I think, surprisingly to the doctors in terms of how fast he healed and the things that he could do and his mobility and strength and that kind of stuff. And so we were playing it literally day by day. And, you know, last time we talked, I kind of maybe had a feeling in the back of my head that maybe we're going to get him back earlier than that, but I didn't want to jinx it, I guess. So, it wasn't even really that. It was just that, you know, I'd like to be more cautious. I'd rather be pleasantly surprised than let down. So, so we were hoping and thinking maybe that was possible, but like I said, he's still restricted from doing some things, and so there's certain situations we just can't put him in, and me and Drew know that, Kale knows that, and so it's been a great boost and shot in the arm, and the kids know his ability and what he can do for us, so it excites the rest of the team. That being said, we still got 19 other guys that still have to do their job.
Right? Sure.
You know, so, I mean, it's great to have them back, but, you know, we can't take our foot off the gas pedal, so to speak, in terms of what the other guys are doing. The guys that are hitting got to continue to hit, and we have, thank goodness, this week. We've done a good job of that. And, like I said, I think we were headed in the right direction defensively. We had a little hiccup against Clarion, but we cleaned up that. So, irregardless of Kale coming back, which has been awesome, we were heading in the right direction anyway. You know,
sure.
And in a strange way, this might have made us a better team because we had to get other kids prepared and put them in different roles, and you know, it just made us a deeper team anyways. And so he still can't hit, and so we got a couple guys at the lower end that we got to get going. But like I said, I really like where we're headed. I like the chemistry that we're getting. I like the roles that the kids are starting to fill. So I really like where we're heading the last couple weeks.
Yeah, and how did you feel, you know, with seeing him, he back on for the first time? What did you think of how he looked?
I think he was a little sore Thursday at practice because he threw more pitches Wednesday. He only threw one on Monday, and then he executed the early break. But I think that's to be expected, obviously. He hasn't thrown in, a month or so? And
sure.
So I think all that stuff was normal. It's just kind of like starting all over again in terms of the season. Like I said, he was doing everything that he could. He's got a weighted ball routine. He's on the driveline program. And so he'd been throwing, but he'd never been in the game live. So that was the thing. And I think everybody, his family, his doctor, myself, and Drew, probably the most number one concern is, can he defend himself, you know? And we weren't putting him out there until we knew that was going to happen, you know?
Sure.
So,
yeah, you had mentioned that a couple of
right.
weeks ago.
So,
we talked about that.
Right. So, with that, you know, it's his non-throwing hand. So if he wasn't able to get the glove up and protect himself, then there's no way we were putting him out there. And so, yeah, I thought he looked pretty good. We don't have a radar gun. I don't know how hard he was throwing, but I thought he looked pretty solid. And I only expect him to get a little bit better as we go along here.
Coach Mike Stilott is my guest, St. Ebba Baseball. The Gales coming up here, Coach, Monday night, Hampton-Dumont, Wednesday, Webster City, Thursday, Bishop Garrigan, Humboldt on Friday. All four of those teams, the first time through, you drop games to. So this week, important to try to salvage some of the season series coming up here with these four teams.
For sure. And then tomorrow night, we got the seeding meeting, and I think it's coming down to us and Garrigan for the 2 seed. Clearly, Newell Final will get the 1 seed. So they beat us last time. You know, those seeding meetings can be interesting. I've been through three. I don't know. I don't like the way that they're done. I don't like the coaches get together because every year,
if you got cliques of coaches,
well,
that's
part of it a little bit, you know. And we're the only 1A team in our conference, and then you got a couple teams from, say, the Twin Lakes Conference, and they see each other. I don't think they get together to out you or anything like that. I think it's just that they're more familiar with the teams that they play, which makes sense. I get that, but every year the criteria or the rules are never the same,
right.
And I just wish there was some kind of you know, I got a wrestling background. You know, when you go to a seeding meeting for a wrestling tournament, for the most part, the criteria is usually the same. You know, every year at state, I think, and now that they're seeding the state tournament, I think they have the same criteria, you know. And so 1 year, you know, they say, well, head-to-head matters. Sometimes they say it doesn't. When, And I get it. They're different sports. Let's take our game of Garrigan, for example. They blew us out of the water, but we threw, statistically, our sixth and seventh pitcher, they threw their four. And sometimes he's maybe better than their four. So that clarity makes a difference, right? So on the other side, we faced Pocahontas area pitchers, same pitchers that they faced, and we lost a one-run game. They got beat by five. They've got beat by Eagle Grove twice. We beat 10-run Eagle Grove, you know. So there's a lot of different things. It's the old story. You can make statistics look however you want to make them look. You know, I'm going to make them look good for us, obviously.
Sure.
And I'm sure Rob will do the same for Garrigan. Either way, the only real advantage of being the two over three is you get the host, you know.
Right.
Other than that, and then I guess you get the sixth seed versus the seventh seed, but that's really the only advantage. But I'm going to fight for my kids when I think that. But, you know, I'm not going to go in there and say we're the two seed if I don't think we're the two seed. And just the way that we're playing right now, and we got Kale back, and that changes the dynamics on things. I think we're the second best team in the district. But I'm only one of eight people's opinion on that, so we'll just see where it lies. And then we got to come back and play on Thursday either way. So it's a rivalry game for our school. Like you said, we've lost all four of those teams. Hopefully there's a little bit of a chip on our shoulder. Like you said, we want to get some of that back. The other three conference opponents are pretty good. So
sure.
It's going to be a good it's a double-edged sword kind of thing. The quality competition is certainly going to get us ready for districts. There's no doubt about that. But that we also want to have a good mindset going into the district.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a catch-22 kind of a thing. But, you know, if we lose those games like we did this week, but we're playing well, that's fine. We can take a lot of positives out of those things. And that's what I told these kids last week. You know, I'm focused on a positive right now. Had we gotten 10 runs a couple times, I'm not sure I could have taken too much away from that. But, like I said, I like where we're headed. I'm hoping that that continues this week. And then we'll finish up on the following Monday with Iowa Falls. Might play Clear Lake on the Wednesday the 7th. It's possible that might happen. So, and then it's go time, man, on the 10th. So.
Yep, then it's definitely the playoffs at that point. You touched on something that I think is interesting. You are one of probably the only 1A teams that plays in a conference where almost all of your opponents in your conference are 3A, a lot bigger schools. I don't know how you equate for that in the seeding equation. I think that's a good point you make. And I come from a background where most of the places I've been, when you're in a conference, the teams in your conference are the same class as you.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have to qualify for the playoffs, and you do it by how you finish in your conference with like size or like enrollment schools. So this is a complete different thing for me. And I'll tell you, I've been in some places, and I've coached in some places that I wouldn't want my fate decided from a postseason standpoint. Not necessarily fate decided, but I wouldn't want my schedule decided by a group of other coaches. Not that I don't like coaches, because I do, but, you know, that kind of thing can be dicey. I mean, it just can.
And we all have our own agenda. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah, for
you know,
sure.
And I'll be the first to admit I do, too. You know, I mean, like I said, I'm going to skew this data in our favor. I'm not going to say we're an 8 seed and we deserve a 2. I mean, you know, some stuff is pretty clear.
But if you've got a clear-cut argument, you know what I mean, a solid argument, then you're going to make it. And that's why, you know, having been in those meetings where it's the postseason awards for the conference and seeing how some of the politics can get for that, like that would that would be leery. Now, I think here it's probably a little better here with that than it probably is where I come from, because you know everybody's Iowa nice here and all that, and it's a little different where
well, you come to the meeting Sunday, you might change your mind. I'm just kidding. No, they're good guys. Like I said, it's just that, you know, and I want them to fight for their kids.
Yeah,
you know, I want that. They should
that's their job,
right?
That is exactly their job. They should do that, and at the end of the day, their job is to take the program as far as they can take it in the postseason. And to do that, you have to have a
a good solid draw in the postseason there. So that kind of makes a lot of sense for you here. Coach Mike Zalot, my guest here. We'll wrap with this, Coach. You like the way you're playing right now. I know you've put a foot forward. What do you have to improve on?
Like I said, defensively, we just got to clean things up. And, you know, it's not just one person either. And one night somebody will have a kind of a bad day. And baseball is no different than any other sport. Then you start thinking about it too much, you know, and then you made one error, and then you start thinking about it, and then you make another error, or you take it to up the plate and stuff like that. And we worked on the mental side of things, talking to kids. Hey, you know, I used to, before they redid our dugouts, we had a empty toilet, you know, that we used to tell the kids to go flush it. You know, flush it down the drain is a bad thing.
Oh,
you had
okay.
a bad at-bat, you had
okay.
a bad deal in the field, go flush it and then reset, you know. But that's easier said than done, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
And then there'd be a lot more successful people out there if they could do that. So, if we can play a solid defensive game, hit like we're hitting, pitch like we've been pitching, like I said, I think we're going to be a tough out, and I really like where we're headed.
Coach Mike Zalot from St. Emma Baseball has been my guest here on the program. Coach, I appreciate the time, and best of luck to you guys this week and a full week coming up.
Yeah, thanks. Like I said, it's going to be exciting. We're wrapping things up. The end of the year kind of always sneaks up on me a little bit, you know, because we're so used to playing so many games, and then all of a sudden that week of districts, we usually have one, maybe two conference games, then we play on Saturday. Then it's one and done, you know. So then you're used to playing four, sometimes five nights a week, and then it really slows down. Personally, I like that that week, though, because we get to shore some things up in practice in terms of, you know, first and third situations, bunting, things like that, just kind of rehash those things that we don't really get a lot of chance to do when you're playing every night. So
sure.
I like the way that our schedule sits that way. Some coaches like to keep playing. I get that where they're coming from, too. Just a difference in philosophies there. But, it's going to be fun here pretty soon.
For sure. For sure it's going to ramp up. Well, we're going to let you dig into that, what looks to be delicious plate of pancakes you got. Coach Zalot has pancakes the size of the plate over here from Hy-Vee, and they are, I had the pancakes last week. They are amazing.